Republicans often accuse President Biden and his administration of wrongdoing. Now, in the House majority, they can also demand to see documents and compel testimony. NPR's Tamara Keith looks at how the White House is readying itself.
The day after the midterms, President Biden was a bit dismissive when he was asked about Republican plans to investigate everything from the Afghanistan withdrawal to his son Hunter's business dealings.
Look, I think the American public wants to move on and get things done for them.
But behind the scenes, his top aides were well on the way to building a team of about 24 lawyers, strategists, and Capitol Hill veterans with investigations experience. They now meet regularly in an ornate suite that, in an earlier era, was used by the Secretary of War. Yes, the White House Investigations War Room literally works out of the war room. The team has been trading letters with House committees while casting the investigations as unserious. Ian Sams is a spokesperson.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of what we've seen so far have been political stunts and hearings going after things that the American public doesn't care about, but we are committed to working in good faith with Congress.
The White House has been drawing attention to statements like this one from House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer on Fox News.
There are a lot of questions that Joe Biden's going to have to answer with respect to his son and his brother's influence peddling that's happened over the past decade. So all of this together, I've put the odds of Joe Biden even seeking the Democrat nomination very, very low.
For the White House, clips like this feed into their message that these investigations are stunts. And that message is being amplified by outside groups.
But House Republicans? They're focused on bogus investigations to smear President Biden and his family. Why?
That will help frame up the 2024 race.
That last voice was Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, in an ad from the Congressional Integrity Project. It's a group that does not disclose its donors. When there are hearings, they flood inboxes with talking points, slamming Republican committee members. Kyle Herrig is the group's executive director.
We wake up every morning and call attention to their lies and to their motivations. Beyond that, we are doing opposition research to call attention to the hypocrisy. Folks like James Comer, Jim Jordan, the people running these investigations.
If this sounds like brass knuckles politics, it is. David Brock is a veteran of these sorts of partisan battles. He leads another outside group that has sprung up to defend Biden called Facts First USA.
A group like ours can say and do things that the White House won't, can't, shouldn't say or do.
Officially, the White House isn't endorsing these groups or their work, but they also aren't disavowing them. The risks from congressional investigations are real, says Eric Schultz, who dealt with probes for the Obama administration.
If there are hints of corruption or scandal or impropriety, that will undermine the president's ability to stay in the good graces of the electorate.
Schultz was part of the team responding to investigations that became household names, like Benghazi, Fast and Furious, and Solyndra. And he's a little jealous Biden has this outside air cover that Obama didn't have.
What we saw, though, was that the right-wing ecosystem has enough horsepower that even nonsense can get traction.
The White House would be well advised to cooperate with the investigations, says James Barnett from the law firm Steptoe & Johnson. He was the top Republican lawyer with the committee investigating Solyndra a decade ago.
Republicans can hold hearings on anything they want with any witnesses they want. And if you're not at the table, then you're going to be eaten for dinner.
Polls indicate many Americans are skeptical of these investigations. The White House strategy is to reinforce that whenever possible. And the challenge for congressional Republicans is to prove them wrong. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.